Welcome to the Unapologetically Me podcast. My name is Duran. You can also call me the Chill Poet if you like. So I have another guest here. I've known her for a while now, since middle school actually. Her name is Jade. So Jade, how have you been doing?
I've been doing good. Just staying busy, staying positive, staying motivated.
All right. All right. Awesome. Yeah. So I've known Jade since middle school. The middle school that we've gone to is known as Tuscaloosa Middle. We had one class, which was Earth Science with Miss Goldman. I don't know if you remember.
Goldman.
Yeah. She was awesome. I don't know if she's still there. I don't think so, but it's awesome. So the reason why I brought Jade to the podcast today is because she's a female, and I would love to have more female guests on my podcast. I don't want it to be all about, you know, the guys. So, and in addition to that, I would like to, you know, show you guys or express to you guys her success. So, Jade, I've noticed that you are a inspiring entrepreneur and influencer, I guess you could say, and a model as well. Am I correct?
Yes, you are.
All right, awesome. So, what made you decide to pursue your own path?
What made me decide to pursue my own path? Honestly, working in the corporate world was not for me. Like, I genuinely hate my job. It was not that fun. I mean, sitting at the front desk, like, just setting appointments and signing new patients in wasn't really my type of thing. Like, I enjoyed the social interaction with each and every one of the patients and my coworkers as well, but I didn't really enjoy it to its fullest extent. I was just there to get a check, to get my bills paid. Mm-hmm. But I was presented with this opportunity to join a vegan beauty brand from a friend of mine. And I decided to just take a leap of faith and just do it because I didn't think I was going to be good at it, but I ended up actually being good at it. Like, I have great communication skills. I'm very upfront, very honest with all my customers and all of my teammates. I just took a leap of faith and decided to do it, and it turned out to be a good choice for me because it's changed my life around so much since I've joined, and it's only been 2 months. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. And inspiring to pursue your own path and, you know, carve your own future. Did you feel like you had any limitations concerning anything, maybe racially or maybe what you believe in, like anything at all?
I did feel like I had some type of limitations, especially when it came to modeling, because, you know, we live in Orlando, and most of the photographers here in Orlando, like, no shade to them, but they're great and I want to work with them, but 9 times out of 10, we work together and they never promote me as equal as they would promote a white girl or a Hispanic girl. So I felt like I was kind of in a block, like I had to work with a lot of black creatives in order to get my name out there. And I feel like that shouldn't even be the case. And with this business also, it's not only just my team is primarily black, but the company itself are ran by a lot of white women and men, and they welcomed me with open arms and showed me that, like, race is not a thing, that you can be successful as long as you're consistent and motivated to do so, because no one wants to be broke for the rest of their life. No one wants to feel like they're not living their life to the fullest, because I was one of those people that were living paycheck to paycheck, like, literally, like, I literally have to save up both my paychecks in order to make rent, and I'd probably be left with maybe like $100 or $200 extra, and that would go towards groceries and other bills as well. So I just felt like I was in a slump. I felt like I wasn't getting anywhere. I felt like I felt like I was too young to be feeling so tired and overworked.
Yeah, I understand, because oh my gosh, because I know people have to do what they need to do, and you know, to get by, really, or like they say, make ends meet. And it is very hard for some to take a leap of faith, but based on your experience, do you think it's for everybody, or do you think only people with certain drive have to do it?
Do you mean like the business that I'm in? Do I think that it's for everybody?
Not specifically your business, but to carve their own future, really.
Yeah, it is for everybody. I mean, I'm not saying be like me and quit your job and do this full time, but definitely do what makes you happy, because you're just going to be sitting there working a dead-end job feeling like you're not getting nowhere. So definitely take a leap of faith, even if it's starting your own business, or if you want to be a musician, start promoting your music, start promoting your businesses. Just do it. If you don't do it, then you're going to regret it later on, because I thought about it as I'm like, what am I going to tell my grandkids when they ask me like, oh, grandma, what'd you do when you were my age? And I'm like, oh, I didn't do nothing. Just worked the corporate world and just went by along with my life. Like, I don't want to be that person. I have too many talents and too much creative aspects in myself not to share them with the world. Like, you don't have to. I see a lot of people put a lot of pressure on themselves, saying like they want to change the world and they want to do this and do that. I mean, it doesn't matter if you don't change the world or leave your imprint on the world, because it's always going to be at least 5 or 10 people that actually follow you actively and actually listen to you, and you're changing their lives. So as long as you're changing one life, then you're going to be closer to changing the world soon.
Yeah, I agree. Because I know there's people who's like, oh, this is not for me. Why even keep continuing, you know, trying to do something for myself? And it's kind of sad to see, because some people do actually give up on what they want to do. And it breaks my heart, really. But what goals do you have for yourself? Like, what keeps you motivated to keep, you know, moving towards what you want, and, you know, one day tell your children that, hey, I believed in this to get where I am now?
My goals, honestly, what keeps me motivated is I have siblings. I have maybe like 9 or 10 siblings that are all younger than me, that all look up to me. And I always felt like I had pressure on myself to be the best I could be, so I can be the best influence for them. But instead of doing it the way that my family wanted me to do it, I decided to do it for myself. I genuinely, they're my motivation 100%. Like, honestly, my goals are to at least buy some land by the time I'm 22, start building my house by the time I'm 23, and start popping out kids and doing things that married people do.
Understood.
I don't really have any goals, honestly. Like, it's kind of sad to hear that, but just generally me, I've never been the person to set goals, because I feel like once I don't accomplish my goals, I get discouraged. So I just take everything day by day. I try my best. Even though I may get frustrated, I won't quit, because I've never been a quitter. Like, if I feel some type of way about it, or if I feel discouraged, I'll take a 30-minute to an hour break and then try it again and keep going harder and harder until I still see success. And just seeing the little bit of success actually motivated me a little bit more to keep going and keep pushing, because it got me so far, so in such little time. Like, I just use myself and my family as my backbone to hold me up. And also my grandma motivates me a lot, because my grandma is like my number one supporter. She supports me in any and everything that I do. So I make sure that I want to make sure that she has a home for herself to live in and live comfortably, because she's getting older. She's getting up there in age. I want to make sure she's taken care of. I want to make sure like my family doesn't have to worry about the things that they worry about now. So that's pretty much my motivation.
Okay, understood. Yeah, you mentioning your grandmother. I was thinking of mine, who lives in Jamaica, and currently my uncle is there building a home for her as well. So yeah, I can understand that, and I try to contribute to her, you know, at least monthly, to assist with her living and her lifestyle. So yeah, I totally understand that. And the part that you mentioned that you said you didn't actually set goals. What I think you meant by that is, like, you don't put a time limit on it. Because that's what I used to do. Because that's what I used to do. Like, oh man, by this age, I need to, you know, be this type of person or get this amount of type of money, or I should already have this. So I look at these younger people doing it, you know, all of that kind of stuff. So, yeah, I can see what you mean by that. You get frustrated or you feel a bit down if you don't reach them. So yeah, definitely. But concerning your business, the Vegan Beauty, it sounds like you really enjoyed it very much. What tips would you give others to promote their business as well? Like, what do you do that you would recommend someone else do to promote themselves?
It all starts with personal development. If you don't believe in yourself, then nobody else will. If you don't support yourself, then nobody else will. So just put yourself out there. It doesn't matter how many likes or how many people view it, because someone's always watching. Like, sometimes I felt like I have to keep up with social media, because social media really is powerful. We look at a lot of people our age or younger than us that are doing better than us, and then we try to compare ourselves, and it always discourages us mainly. So I just put yourself out there. Just put yourself out there. I had to do the same thing. I had to build myself internally and try to fix myself and fix my past so I can be the person I am today. It's honestly based on personal development. If you don't believe in yourself, then other people aren't going to believe in you and support you.
Understood. Yeah. Concerning that, like, people do get discouraged when nothing is happening in the beginning of a business. And it's kind of a hard uphill. I don't know if you've seen that image where of the iceberg. And at the top of the iceberg is just, you know, it's not the majority of the iceberg. So at the top, people see the success. But in the water, there's a larger piece of the iceberg. And that shows, like, all of the struggles and, you know, the the failed startups and all of that. But, yeah, I understand. So I'm jumping into your life here a bit. So you're...
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. So, your modeling career, I guess you could say, you also enjoy that as well. What is your favorite thing about the modeling career? Because I know that is kind of a hard thing to get into. Like you've mentioned that it's, you know, the group that you're in, I believe that's the Vegan Beauty, right? But
right.
Okay, so the modeling, you said that was a bit hard for you. What made it hard besides the open arms or the limitations that you faced? Like, what else made it hard for you?
What made it hard was originally I didn't really like modeling. Mm. When I first started, I started back in like 2017. Mm-hmm. I originally didn't like it. I was just told by a bunch of people, like, I always heard growing up, like, you should be a model, like, you photograph well, you should be a model, you're so pretty, so tall, and stuff like that. So I just did it for the money, honestly. Mm-hmm. And then I realized that I actually generally did enjoy it, because, like, my grandpa pretty much groomed me into the model that I am now, because he was a photographer when I was growing up, and he would always consistently take pictures of me and my family. So I grew up with a camera in my face, so it's not very hard for me to, you know, open up and just be myself when it comes to being behind the camera. But it was just the fact of the stigmatisms of a Black woman can't be successful in the modeling industry unless she's a lighter skin tone, or if I have to be a certain weight. Because at one point, I did break my jaw when I was like 16 years old, and I lost a ton of weight. And I'm still to this day, like, trying to gain all that weight back because I've never been that same size that I was before. So I always was hearing like, oh, you're a little bit too small. You're shaped like a 16-year-old boy. Yeah. It was just kind of like body shaming and kind of annoying. So I took a break from it because I thought that maybe I couldn't do it, you know, maybe I couldn't do it and get an agency to sign me. But then I did end up doing a casting call for an agency in New York while I was up there visiting. And that pretty much gave me the confidence to get back into it because they told me I was beautiful. They were hyping me up. They were telling me that, like, my walk is perfect for someone that hasn't been through a training or anything like that. And also I just felt like maybe this could be my career. Maybe I could do this. This is something that I could put my all into because I generally like coming up with different concepts and executing. Like, all the time, anytime I post pictures, I wouldn't say the internet because I'm not really famous, but like everyone that's followed me or support me or has me as a friend on Facebook, they always show out when I post my photos, and I always get skeptical when I get ready to post stuff because I don't know if other people are gonna like it. But I'm taking this modeling by storm. I'm gonna take it, and I'm gonna try to get into the creative director position as well because I just love coming up with different ideas, different concepts to make creatives create. It's just beautiful. It's a beautiful thing.
All right. So, with all of what you're doing, it may bring some stress onto you. What do you do to, I guess, to relieve that stress or just to chill out?
To suppress my stress, I either meditate or I just write my journal. I have a journal that says happy thoughts on it, even though sometimes I don't write happy thoughts in them. I write every single day, like my goal of the day, like a small goal that I had yesterday was reach out to a few agencies, reach out to a few brands that would like me to influence their products as well. So I did that, and I actually got a few emails back. But I just relax, I meditate, I do yoga. That's my way of suppressing it. Oh, and I don't know if this is 420 friendly, but, you know, smoke that ganja a little bit. That's about it.
All right. So don't worry. You know, it's all about being you. So, yeah, I understand because, you know, some people may need that. But, concerning journaling and all, I also like to journal. I don't journal as much as I like to because, you know, I just think about things and then acknowledge them throughout the day. I guess I'm just more stoic, I guess you could say, in that way. But when I journal, it's really something that's hitting me hard, and then I write it down in the book. Another thing that I like to do, I also try meditating. I haven't done yoga in a bit. Another stress reliever for me is, you know, the gym. That's one of mine favorites. And
I'm trying to get back to the gym.
You
too. That's my next goal.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Trying to be consistent in the gym.
Right. All right. And and that's pretty much it. Or read. But yeah. So what makes Jade unapologetically Jade?
That's a good question. What makes me unapologetically me? I'm unapologetic. That's, to be honest, like, anybody that knows me, they know that I'm upfront. Like, I'm just gonna give it to you like it is. There's no beating around the bush about anything. But what makes me unapologetically me is I'm at the point in my life where I'm willing to share my story with other people to help them and to be there for them. I just try to be the best me. Sometimes I have the worst days possible where I feel like life sucks. Like, I feel like I'm just done with it. But I have to realize that anxiety and depression do not define me, and that I have to stay strong and be myself instead of stop. I need to stop trying to be what everybody else wants me to be. I need to be myself and be happy within myself and be at peace. Because when you try to fulfill other people's wishes, it ends up making you very exhausted, and it makes you get anxiety and depression. And I was on medication when I was younger for it, but now I'm just at the point where I don't need medication because, like I said, it doesn't define me. It isn't who I am. It can be suppressed. I can move on. And I feel like I've had so much social anxiety, but if I keep putting myself out there, that social anxiety will go away. So it's starting to fly away. Depression, I don't even know what that is nowadays. So just keep pushing through. Just everything gets hard. Life is there to show you a lesson. Your ancestors are there to show you a lesson so you can be a better you. So why don't you just take their advice and stop spiting it?
Amazing. Amazing. Well, let everybody know what your social handles are on my podcast here. And
My social handles, I don't really have that much social media, but you can follow me on Instagram at JulesJade_. It is JewelsJade_. And if you want to connect with me more on like a personal level, you can definitely add me on Facebook. That's at Jade Jackson, JadeJackson.
All right. Well, thank you guys for listening. If you just be unapologetically you, by carving your own path, finding out what you like, finding out what you don't like, see who supports you and who the naysayers are. And with that, again, you become unapologetically you. Thanks for listening to the Unapologetically Me podcast. My name is Duran, aka Chill Poet, with my guest here, Jay Jackson, signing off now. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.